This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
So here we are, second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and my good buddy Reggie Black shows up. And guess what? I already had this. You didn't have to bring it. I travel with it everywhere I go. It's in my studio. It is Beta 1 3D Glucan for Better Way Health. BetterWayHealth.com/radio. You hear the commercials all the time. Reggie, my friend, it's so good. I didn't know you were coming. How cool is this?
Yeah, it was last-minute thing. Eric invited me to come with him.
Yeah, Eric Zielinski is here.
That's yes, right. Yeah. So he got invited to come speak here. So
let me get your microphone up a bit. Okay. Talk again. Is that better?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, so anyway, you're here, we're here. I don't know if Eric is talking about the beta-glucan, but I mentioned it in my lecture. I talked about immune modulators, and I wanted people to know about the basic things they could do because this information is still not flowing out. Certainly mainstream, even though this has been a studies about anything on the planet Earth, right? Peer-reviewed literature on beta-glucan?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So if you go to PubMed, you know, that database, and type in glucan, you're going to find now over 167,000 studies, I think was the last count that I found.
167,000.
The most studied natural immunomodulator on Earth.
Yeah, and I'm like, but whenever they do an immune system story, do they ever mention the mainstream media? Oh, did you know about this? This is a very well-studied substance to modulate your... Never. It's not going to be covered. So I go out in the world and I talk about this on radio too, but I'm like, I mean, they got this audience here at Cancer Prevention Convention. They need to know this.
Yeah,
and still, I don't know if anybody's lecturing on the whole thing, but I planted the seeds for them today. I'm happy we could do that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Watch this, Robert. Let's go to PubMed real quick.
Okay.
And we can type in something.
Jump it up there.
Yeah, we'll type it in here.
So we're going to go. We're live. As long as my computer stays alive here.
Yeah.
We're going to see what PubMed says about beta-glucan. By the way, betterwayhealth.com/radio. You'll find out the great deals to get your beta 1-3-D glucan from Better Way Health.
So I'll just do a generic search for your...
Glucan?
For glucans, and you'll see.
It wants to change it to gluten, but it didn't.
Yes.
You see in the search engine. It's glucan. All right.
That number now, 164,000.
164,000 hits on beta-glucan
so
and PubMed.
I was way off. I was 3,000 off. And then you can type in something like glucan cancer. Yeah, and you'll find that there are...
9,585 references to beta-glucan and cancer.
And cancer, yeah. And then if you go to like clinicaltrials.gov, you'll find there's well over 100 active clinical trials going on with beta-glucan right now.
Yeah. And by the way, that's not the only thing that they do at Better Way Health. They have the Echo water as well, right? The hydrogen water as well, and a lot of great supplements that you can plug into, and that's why they're linked up and you hear about them on the show also. Our friends at Cancer Tutor still going strong and educating and teaching people around the world, and it's another great site or resource. And again, this is the point of no more silence about this stuff. Tell your friends, share with them. Even if they think you're foolish and call you names, it doesn't matter at this point. It is that important. Somebody is going to get that word, and you're going to save their life by doing this, by speaking out.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Education, right? And then we get that empowerment through education, the enlightenment, all those E words that we could possibly think of that come through education. It's a lack of knowledge that ends up people perishing from it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Reggie, you would love this. We were doing the cross-country trek with the family the last couple of weeks. We ended up in Boulder. Good buddy of mine took us out like an hour east of Denver to a massive outdoor range. And
nice.
I mean, you got 1,000 yards. I mean, we were targeting in with wind, all of that stuff. I'd never done that, and he's good. My son hit twice. I hit once. I got lucky, but he did two in a row. And then different kind of what would you call them when you're practicing for real world kind of stuff with handgun protection?
Those kind of simulations.
Simulations.
Yeah.
So it was an open range where you could do those things because not everybody allows you to do that.
Yeah.
So you would have had a blast. We had a good time out there.
How far out were you when you hit the target?
That was a 550-yard shot.
Wow. Calculating for wind.
I can't take a lot of credit for it because they had sighted it in, and I kind of showed up in there. But my son was way better than I was, and he had – my friend had sighted this in just, like I said, really the high-level ordinances. He had in fact, made his own bullets for the gun that he has. That's how serious this stuff gets when you get to that level. So it was fascinating to me. But again, just to make a little bit of a segue here in terms of – targeting our treatment, right?
Yeah.
How do we hone in on what's the right thing to do? Now, we want to enhance immunity. We don't need to hyperstimulate the immune system. And I think that going back to the beta-glucan, is what is unique about that is that it is an immunomodulatory, not a hyperstimulator.
That's
so
right.
It's not going to be a negative consequence for people that are in autoimmune conditions.
That's right. It will increase, but it will never overstimulate. So it's been tested at doses of up to like 1,000 times with some animals and things, giving them 1,000 times the recommended doses and still not causing any harm or overstimulation.
Right. Now, a lot of the destruction to our immune system is due to environmental toxins and poisons. And if we go to this story, I think I mentioned it the other day briefly, and it was about exposure to a pesticide during pregnancy increasing the risk for autism. That pesticide you may not have heard of in a while. You might think it's glyphosate or Monsanto's thing, but no, this precedes it. This goes, I think, back to Dow Chemical, and we talk about DDT, rearing its ugly head decades and decades later. DDT and its metabolite DDE, apparently, they're finding it in high incidences or high quantities in certain women during pregnancy, and the risk for autism goes up tremendously. Once again, folks, epigenetics, not genetics. If you're exposed to environmental toxins that deplete critical minerals in the system, displace those minerals, you are now going to be vulnerable for any and all problems that they'll now blame still on genetics, despite we're right about these environmental triggers, these environmental causes, the heavy exposures creating and manifesting diseases that then they blame on genetics.
Yeah, I remember DDT was Diamond Dallas Page's move in the wrestling match. Yeah.
Oh, God.
And that's how he finished him off. And
right.
I think they took the name from them to finish people off here with these. But we got to get back to the roots, natural things that...
Yeah, did you hear, Reggie, last week that or 2 weeks ago, the big Monsanto ruling? Now, admitted to be a carcinogen causing in 267 million or whatever it was, 80-some million, Monsanto's now has appealed to get their glyphosate, their Roundup Ready stuff, pulled off a Prop 65 listing as a carcinogen, and they failed at that. They failed, and that's big news as well. So in California, the Supreme Court refused Wednesday to hear a challenge to key provision of the state's landmark chemical consumer disclosure law, Prop 65. Monsanto said, hey, we shouldn't be on the list. They said, we're not even going to hear it.
It's great news.
Dude, Monsanto, you and Bayer going down.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah, I know. Going back to Nazi Germany with Bayer. And there's a history there with Monsanto being a toxic poison in here in America for, gosh, almost 100 years, if not already over 100 years it's been. So we've got to counteract a lot of this stuff. And, Reggie, are there other things? I know we talk about the Echo Water cleansing and cleaning and clearing with hydrogen, the beta-1 3D glucan for modulating immunity. Anything else that we should know about at Better Way Health?
Yeah, we actually have now a Beta Kids product that we just came
out. That's right. Yes,
yeah,
I saw that.
The beta glucan combined with selenium
nice.
And vitamin D3.
Yeah.
And it's made in a nice little gummy form that the kids just absolutely love. So there's a Beta Bear that comes packaged with that, and we have some fun T-shirts and stickers and things that come with it that the kids love. But it is the beta glucan form, 50 milligrams of it, that your kids can take every day. My kids ask for it, literally eat it up. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just launched the beta-glucan in the kids.
Beautiful.
Gummy chewable.
Is there any event or any events that you're participating in or even sponsoring? I remember years ago we came up high and everybody, we all converged on the Atlanta area and had a great day. Is there anything like that in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. We would love to do another event. That was so fun. That was like a small, intimate event with AJ, yourself, Ty, and Dr. Jockers.
It was awesome. Time. My mom had a great time. She still talks about it.
Oh, yeah. She was dancing. And then we went to the CNN Center.
Yes.
You called them out for their fake news. I remember that.
That was before this all hit the mainstream media
about
fake news.
You were calling fake news before fake news was fake news.
I know. It was so funny. And then, you know, again, at the time, the teenage whatever
tour guide
probably had no idea what we were talking about, so they didn't throw us out. Today, they would have thrown us out.
Yeah, I think Robert raised his hand and asked where they filmed the fake, fake Scud missile.
The Scud missiles during the Gulf War, right? Yes.
Yeah, that
right.
That was a fun time.
It was so totally a studio shoot, you know?
Yeah, the whole thing.
What was the guy's name? I can't remember the reporter at that time, but you had the Wolf Blitzer at the time, and they had, I don't know, the Scud missile guy. They nicknamed him or whatever, but it was like wagging the dog, I mean, in real time on a network like CNN. Scud, there we go, Scud screen. You remember that, Superdon?
I don't, no. I have to look that up.
Oh, there it is. I see the picture. If you Google CNN fake Scud, and, of course, they say it's been debunked, Charles Jaco, I think they called him the Scud Stud or something at that time, if you remember that. But it was such a, like, fake palm trees, blue screens in the background. They're saying it looked more like a Carol Burnett show kind of studio shot at that time.
Yeah, that was a great video. Everybody should go in there and watch that video to see how far the media will go to tell a story that they think is going to bring in the ratings.
Yeah, so they're not above and beyond pretending and faking the news just to get you or elicit a response that they want you to have. And that's why you've got to assume, first and foremost, if the story in the mainstream media is about health or healing, that it's fake. Start there, and then move from there, and if you can validate it and verify it independently. And like Superdon gets on me, if I mentioned this in a lecture, if I call it 100% fake news, right? I'm like, okay, I know I'm exaggerating a little, because every once in a while they have to have a real story for plausible deniability, right? But look at this. We were right here. So we call them out when they're right, and we say it, and I get a little annoyed, but they occasionally are right. But the vast majority of health issues, they're completely wrong, or partially enough wrong to make it wholly wrong anyway, because their pharmaceutical paymasters do not like it when they give positive coverage to things that compete with the market, the product that they're promoting via the news cycle. And it's all the time.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
I think we just learned in there about IPT.
Insulin potentiated therapy.
Therapy. So it's a low-dose, you know, chemotherapy drug. Mm-hmm. And you wonder why they're having such amazing benefits when they're given the chemotherapy at a lower dose.
But the chemo drug manufacturer is not happy about that.
Well, why would they if they can give the same thing
a fraction of the dose
and have a better effect?
Yeah, no, they're not going to like that. Yeah. Folks, we're going to like continuing here at the Cancer Prevention Convention. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on robertscottbell.com. All the links are in the show notes, including to our friends at betterwayhealth.com/radio. Get all the deals on the beta glucan. We'll be back talking about fever and cancer. Is there a link? Is it good? Is it bad? We'll find out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Trying to find this adapter as I'm on the air here, and somebody needs my adapter for the Mac to do the visual anyway. Dang. All right. You have to dig through this because I'm on the air. No, it's okay. When do they need it by? Now? Uh-oh. This is one of those rut-row moments, Super Don. Talk to the audience while I try to dig for the adapter for the Mac for somebody to do a presentation. It's only Daryl
okay.
Wolf.
It's intermission time. Yeah. Go to the snack bar, buy a hot dog. No.
Yeah, oh, we got TMB on, so we're okay. We're going to be covered. Have
TMB
a seat.
To the rescue. RC's on the air. What's going on?
So, yes, talk about not the weather, but let's see. What's our next story? It's about, that one's interesting. Research explores relationship between fever and cancer.
Fever and cancer occurrence. Well, I have not read the article, but I'm guessing that the reduction in childhood fevers has led to an increase in cancer.
Dude, you are so smart.
Is that what it says?
You know what? He pretends he's Hillbilly Hank.
Kidneys.
Super Don, I'm telling you, this guy is way smarter than a doctor. And I know.
Let me give you
what it says, actually. It says there's a existence of an inverse relationship between the history of infectious fever and cancer risk, which are documented throughout. Well, that's, the reason I mention that is because not with cancer specifically, but also with other diseases that we got with the truth about vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of input from different medical doctors on the fact that it's absurd to try to take medications that reduce fever. Fever's there for a reason.
Yes.
fever is good. Fever sweats are good. And so what do? We take something that's naturally good. We try to suppress it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was anticipating that might be the relationship. It sounds like it is. So,
dude, I'm not making this up when I say I'm duly impressed. I mean, not that I shouldn't be, but I'm like, you know, listen, I've been at this as a homeopath for almost, I don't know, closing on 30 years. And you're like, you're coming in as a CPA, just so annoying that you know so much. And no, I love it. The fact is, and folks, this is, again, another example, is that if you don't have a medical degree, you're actually connected to the source of healing much easier. Because doctors, God bless them, bless their hearts, they have to unlearn so much
mm-hmm.
to be able to help you. They have to unlearn so much because, as you said, the suppressive concept that we have, oh my gosh, a fever, squash the fever, take an aspirin, take a Tylenol.
Right.
And it's liver toxic, it's immunosuppressant, and of course could give rise to what? Horrible immunological deficiency diseases, including cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done iatrogenically via suppressing cancers, suppressing fevers in childhood.
Yeah, and that was interesting, too. When Charlie and I were giving our lecture today,
mm-hmm.
one of the ladies in the audience, we talked about the 783,000 right, deaths by doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I suspect the number is way, way higher when you look at all of these other things. This might be one of them. Look mm-hmm. at all the different results of just over-the-counter medications.
Yeah.
The long-term effect that might have on your cancer risk.
Mm-hmm. But this is only anecdotal, folks. Pay no attention to it, right? Just anecdotal. It's like people just observing things and reporting on what they observe. The basis for science, observation, pay no attention. Move along, nothing to see here.
Yeah, exactly. And I use that phrase quite a bit in my book, Monumental Myths. It was interesting. I was talking to some people before the show today, or before the conference today.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people have read Monumental Myths here.
Yeah,
yeah.
They get it.
Yeah,
they get it.
They get it.
Well, and, you know, we talked about, the HIV test and how there's no standard for them. And I always ask doctors or anybody in the medical profession, it's like, tell me one other test that has no standard that's a legitimate accepted test in modern medicine.
Right.
It's got no standard. Like, what do you mean it's got no standard?
Well, yeah. I mean, to an extent, vaccine testing has no standard.
Yeah.
Right? When you look at the fact that with Gardasil, the placebos actually contained aluminum, that's not... There's no standards for those tests, are there?
Yeah, what kind of gold standard is that? As I said, gold don't rust, so they ain't doing gold standard because they're rusting all over the place.
Right.
And by the way, that's, you know, oxidative stress we talk about all the time is about rusting, you know, the inside of your body rusting out. We've got to counteract that. We've got to have food that has minerals in it in mm-hmm. the form that our body is able to adapt or assimilate it as such. And, you know, when we talk about fever is your body's powerful response to threats. And part of the learning process, we talked last hour, I believe, about measles,
mm-hmm.
how, in fact, it's instructing your immune system and you're less likely to succumb to cancer later on if you actually had the measles.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the reasons you're talking about fever, that's one of the reasons that infrared saunas are so good, is they get your body into a fever sweat. Now, it's not necessarily fever sweat,
mm-hmm.
but they get your body hot like that. And there's a lot of healing that happens
mm-hmm.
whenever you get your body that hot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. You don't want to excessively go for it, but that's the point of fever. If it gets to a 105, 106, mm-hmm. you're getting into dangerous territory. You got to reduce it, and there are ways homeopathically to do that. And if that doesn't work, then you have allopathic medicine, but not the first thing you do. Allow the body to heal. Let it do what it's designed by God to do. There's an intelligence there that's far smarter than any of us, especially if we've got a degree, right? Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Let's talk about the CDC's graphic novel. What is it trying to tell teens? What kind of propaganda are they throwing at teenagers? We'll see next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, and having a good time doing it, too. We're having a wonderful time with Ty and Charlene Bollinger. We had Reggie Black on. That was a nice surprise as well. And the Delta Gate agent showed up. She was on the break, though. For those of you not watching on YouTube, I had her on. I didn't want to get her in trouble with her employer, but she was terrific. And I talked with her on a swing through Detroit when I was speak. That was it. The Curing Cancer with Cannabis conference a couple of months ago, and I told her we'll be back here for this, and she showed up. She's got a day off from working, and she came here with, she brought somebody whose husband has been diagnosed with cancer, And he's sitting through all of these talks, hearing you guys, hearing Tony and Marcy, and it's like maybe transforming his life for the better. Very exciting.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we got CDC, our favorite. I call them the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. They don't like that, but hey, tough nubs, you got to know what they are. Now, they are targeting the next generation. Not a surprise, right? How do you change the future? You got to target the young ones, right? Same thing we're trying to do is reach the young people. That's one of the most exciting things for me on this show is to learn that families were gathering around their streams or radios listening to this show with the messages of empowerment we're teaching them. And the kids are going, this is great. But I guess the CDC figured out, RSB, TMB, talking to too many kids. We got to get in there too. So apparently they are now hiring graphic artists to produce graphic novels. Let me see. Is this right, Superdon? Graphic novels, the CDC? Let me see if I can find it now. Where did it go? Oops. I lost the article, Super D. Help me out.
Yes.
It's what a CNN
got is
story.
A CDC. Who knew? Who knew the CDC was involved in writing graphic novels?
There it is.
Geared towards teenagers. The title of this book...
Mm-hmm.
The Junior Disease Detectives, Operation Outbreak. So it's like a Hardy Boy Mysteries or something for kids.
Right. Wow. Yeah, they're propagandizing over the swine flu that would have manifested in California and right here in Michigan. Listen, in California, go ahead because they're all vaccinated anyway, right? Get out while you can, by the way, California, Michigan. So, yes, the CDC, they're trying to they're promoting the important public health lessons. What is public health? It's medical collectivism. It means you get sick as a group, you get well as a group. We prevent disease as a group. Nothing to do with the individual. We'll sacrifice some individuals for the good of the whole. What is the whole? The whole is the 6 foot deep dirt they've removed to put you in it because of their garbage idea that we poison you into health. We inject you into good health. And so the Junior Disease Detectives, Operation Outbreak, this is pure collectivist propaganda.
It is. It's unbelievable. The graphic novel follows a group of students who participate in their state's agricultural fair. Later, the 14s attend the CDC's Disease Detective Camp in Atlanta, a real-life summer educational program which high school students learn how to track outbreaks of diseases. Well, Lord knows the swine flu was so dangerous and deadly in 2009, wasn't it? How many deaths did we have from the swine flu?
It turned out that most of the cases were not, in fact, swine flu at all. Mm-hmm. Flu at all, in fact. And, you know, we talk about respiratory ailments and diseases, and we look at pollution as a primary cause. We look at deficiencies of minerals as a primary cause. But for them, no, it's a deficiency of a vaccine that they admittedly know doesn't work. Or if it does work 10 to 15% of the time, what does that working mean? You mentioned it last hour.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily equate to a reduction in the disease.
If they stimulate an antibody.
It's an antibody response, which doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
So with this propaganda right here for the children, it looks like they're... counter warfare to the truth is lies and fears. As long as they can keep people in fear, they will act out of ignorance, believing those lies. And that's why what we're doing is so important, by bringing the truth back to the people so that they can then make an educated decision for life.
Right.
And you know, we've seen similar stuff in the past. A couple of years ago, we saw the Sesame Street cartoon with the Surgeon General on there. Remember that?
Yes.
You know, encouraging children.
Elbow. Sneeze in your elbow. Take your flu shot.
Is that even legal to do that?
It's not.
Vaccine pushers can do anything.
It's not lawful. I mean, they make things legal, but, you know, lawful is more like, I said, God's law, natural law. Legal is sort of like man's manipulation.
It's immoral.
Good point.
Because what do they say? They say cannabis on the federal level is still illegal. What does that tell you? Man's ignorance and arrogance. Stupid, right? But lawful, again, that, you know, there's a difference, and people need to learn the difference and start living the difference. You know, I've said this, and you know, so many times, and people, maybe they're sick at me saying it, but this is about religious liberty. Your ability, your willingness to stand up for what you believe in and not be bullied by government or who has purchased or influenced government to tell you you have to do something, like the vaccine issue, like in California where they've taken away your religious liberty as if they could. The people of California have acquiesced. They've sold themselves out to a collectivist medical mindset that sacrifices children for the name of some greater good that can't be defined, because when you start defining it, you find out how bogus it is.
Yeah, this is the reality is at the root levels, this is a religious liberty issue, and not just vaccines.
Yeah.
Cancer treatments.
Yes.
Medical
yes.
freedom is religious liberty is at the roots.
Thank you for saying that. I like to hear others say it, and Ty, you say it so well.
But in order for them to exercise that liberty, they have to know the truth that sets them free to then their exercise that liberty. And right now, this is a heavy-duty campaign to seat them in the lies that they willfully follow this system.
Mm-hmm. They talk about fever, right? Fever. But what do they do about fever? Well, even Sanjay Gupta, and bless his heart, because he's done some good work on cannabis. I give him his props. But I remember a few years back when he was in Afghanistan covering some news stories and he got the flu, he took Tylenol. The worst thing you could do, mm-hmm. because it congests your liver, and your liver is key to helping you overcome any challenge. And he ruined it. But he didn't know. He's a brain surgeon. What does he know?
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But again, this is decades of indoctrination being steeped in these... You know, even the over-the-counters like Tylenol, mm-hmm. like Advil,
yeah.
you know, these, you know, pain pills that aren't necessarily quite as potent as hydrocodone still do a lot of damage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Liver, kidney, stomach, digestive system. And, you know, that's why I still lecture to this day, even though I like to offshoot more into neurological degradation diseases. But it still travels through the immune system. It still travels through the gut. So I still have to go out there and communicate to people, we've got to repair that most vital area of everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hear myself, and I hope I don't sound like a broken record, but I'm still passionate about sharing this message because it is empowering for people. Once they heal that, their life changes.
No, you don't sound like a broken Robert. I mean, broken record.
Broken Robert. Did I say broken Robert? I don't think I meant to. It's possible.
No, you didn't. He's having some fun.
He's 24.
Stimulating that immune system.
Yes.
Some laugh.
That's right. Laughter. It's like, wait a second. That's an unapproved new drug, TMB. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
You have to confiscate that.
You can't prescribe that for anything.
Can we have your laughter, please? Why? Well, you've said it helps people to overcome cancer. Well, yes, it does. Well, now it's an unapproved new drug. We need to have it tested because it's not approved for that use.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
That's
telling you, this
coming.
Is the absurdity
what's
of what's happening with the federal government and their regulatory agencies. So, swine flu, you know, what do we do for our kids? What do you do for your kids? I encourage homeschooling if you can. If you can't, please engage in whatever school they're in because you have to unlearn them on a daily basis a lot of the propaganda they're getting in school systems.
Yeah, you do. You do. So, ideally, you can homeschool them. If not, you know, the school that you've got REN up there in Parts Unknown, from what I hear, is phenomenal. I was talking to Paul Baratero about it.
Yes.
He said just phenomenal school system.
Well, so, when you walk into a school and you have the founding fathers kneeling over in like a statuesque praying, mm-hmm. you're like, I think this is a good school.
That's
this is
cool.
going to appreciate the foundations for freedom, yeah. right? They're going to get it, and that's what drew us into that.
Yeah.
And like you said, I recognize, again, God bless. I love my wife beyond belief. She said if she would have homeschooled the kids, she would have killed them. Right? And she's smart. There's no question about that. But, you know, not everybody's, you know, wired to do that. And I get that. But, again, working closer with the community, engaging in the education system, whatever you're sending them, even if it's a public government school, I mean, I'm not a fan of those things. But, the smaller the community, the more you engage the parents, the less likely you'll have to unlearn more and more that if you weren't engaged in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, some things work for some people, they don't work for others. Mm-hmm. And some people don't have access to a good charter school or a private school or a Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make the best of where you're at.
Yeah.
I know, for instance, I got cousins that live out in the boonies in Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
way out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you literally not even a one-stop sign town. But the schools out there are fantastic.
Yeah.
Because they're small.
They're left alone.
They're still praying in school.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
still, I mean, it's just a totally different than what you would think of as a public school in the inner city.
And, you know, I could add, with homeschooling, I do, as you know, educate our children at home.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we get to do what we want, when we want, how we want.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's anybody listening out there that's on the fence wondering, is this for me? Could I do it?
Yeah.
I could say, for me, my experience, Brianna, when she was four, I was praying, God, what Christian school? I thought that's what we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly I was led to homeschool, and I thought, homeschool? I don't know if I have the patience for that.
Right.
But, you know, it's just been easier than I ever could have imagined. It's really easy to just sit with your kids and continue to just read to them.
And, Charlene, I know your kids, and they're incredibly intelligent, engaged, and very present. So for those of you who think that homeschooling, you know, you lack socialization, I mean, you guys are engaged in all these homeschool groups and sporting activities. It's like there's so much misinformation about homeschooling as well. But your kids are not the anomaly when it comes to homeschooling. They tend to be very intelligent and engaged. And maybe you'll get that answer to your prayers that you need to do it. I think it would be a benefit to the next generation. Independent thinking. We don't need robots.
There are little arrows in our quiver. We're shooting them into the next generation. Mm-hmm. They're the warriors of truth and life.
Yeah. No, yeah, again, with Brianna alone, I just watch her and her development. She's, again, so super intelligent. She questions things. Again, cognitive abilities or the capacity there. And again, unfortunately, many of our children in these generations come out and they just blindly accept authoritarians and authority figures. Mm-hmm. And that's the most dangerous thing that has led us to disasters in history. And that's why they don't like homeschool. Yeah. The government. They don't, because they realize these people are not going to bow down and worship at our institutions, right? The government institutions. They can't have that.
In order to have mass control, they have to have mind control.
Mm.
And the way
that happens in
that's
the
a quote.
Schools.
Where's Steve Feld on that? In order to have mass control, they have to have mind control, or is it vice versa? That was really good. Whatever.
Massive control,
well,
you have to have mind control.
That's cool. What Nazi Germany, that's what Hitler said to the old people that didn't like him. They said, that's okay. Soon you'll be gone. I've got your kids.
I've got your kids, yeah. Wow. He chills right on that one, folks. Pay attention to this and give them good nutrition. Give them clean water. You can find out a lot more at The Truth About Cancer. We've got them linked up, and we've got more documentaries coming out. In fact, there's going to be a re-release coming up soon.
In October, Global Quest re-release.
The Global Quest re-release in October. Look for it. We'll obviously announce it here. Wherever you get it, wherever you can watch it, share it. You've seen it? A million other people haven't. And we want to get to them, too. All right, folks? Share it. Be willing to share. Speak up. Be a fool for God. And we'll be right back with more Powerful Healing to wrap it up. Low carb, high carb. We're going to be confused. Stand by.
Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right. All right, here we go. Final segment. Hey, you know what? Grand finales do happen on the Robert Scott Bell Show occasionally. Del Bigtree just strolls on by, and here we get it.
Here I am.
From Highwire and all the wonderful things. You know, I mentioned, obviously, Vaxxed, you produce with that.
Yeah.
And a lot of the audience has seen it now, thankfully, because I talked about the lies of the CDC. They're now doing propaganda campaigns, graphic novels for teens. Did you hear about this?
I did not hear about this.
They're propagandizing teens about an eventual swine flu pandemic of some kind. And so they are using graphic novels now to get to the next generation.
Perfect. Well, right? I've seen some comic books for little kids, too. And somebody actually gave my daughter a gift of a little nurse doll, and it had a little vaccine thing in it. I was like, who's giving that to me?
Right.
are you out of your mind?
Not happening. So, Del, yeah, we haven't had you on since the HHS lawsuit.
Yeah.
And we've been talking a lot about it, because it now makes plausible deniability impossible for the HHS and the crowd that says vaccines are safe and effective, particularly in the terms of safety. Because as we understand now, they were supposed to HHS report to Congress.
Correct.
I don't know if it's every 2 years, but frequently enough that they have to say, hey, this is what's going on with safety. Is it better? Is it worse? Are we doing studies we need? Is the adverse events going up, down? Not once in 30 years, apparently.
Not once. I mean, it was really phenomenal. And I think when you look at the, one of the things that we did differently with the Informed Consent Action Network is, instead of like really complaining about the 86 Compensation Act, we've been looking at legal ways we can go at the system.
Yeah.
And when we read the 86 Act, we recognized, wait, there are things that are in here, like legal obligations for our government, where clearly the Congress and Ronald Reagan, I believe, really saw a danger in taking lives. Liability away from the industry, so they put protections in place. One of them is, I mean, and I want, it really didn't even hit me till we'd won the lawsuit, how important it was that
we literally had to give liability to the industry because so many lawsuits were happening, they couldn't make money. I mean, think about that. Mm-hmm. The product was so bad that the government had to step in and say, okay, we'll take on the liability or you're going to stop making vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
So under those circumstances, the Congress, Ronald Reagan said, we've got to have protections in place. So every 2 years, they were supposed to report to Congress on how they were fixing the problem. Not mm-hmm. just, it wasn't going to go, you know, as usual. It was, you had to fix a problem that was already there.
Right.
How are we making vaccines safer? What safety studies are being done? The Congress is supposed to be reported to every 2 years. So we simply start out with a FOIA request saying, right. would you please, you know, let us know what happened in those meetings. We'd like to know what recommendations have been made. How are you making vaccines safer? Since somebody should be. Everything, science has to evolve.
Right.
And they didn't answer for like 8 months until we finally pressed the lawsuit. And then under, you know, pressure of the courts, they admitted we've never had a single one of these meetings
in 30 years. We got nothing.
And we don't have a piece of toilet paper. We even wrote thinking about a meeting on it. Like, no emails.
Incredible.
Nothing. You know, incredible.
And listen, what I love about, among the many things about you and RFK Jr., what you're doing, is you're strategizing. And what we've lacked in, you know, I've been at this for so many years. I see people trying to just tell them the truth. That'll work.
Right.
That hasn't worked.
Right.
What you got to do is nail them on things that you can nail them on. And you're digging deep in to find out what can we, to pick apart that. Now, again, when somebody says a medical professional, well, if they're proven safe, right? You go, all right, who's in charge of safety? You go back to that law and you say, okay, they haven't done it. Okay, what say you now? So you corner them and corner them and corner them until they got nowhere else to go.
That's right.
They'll either implode. But either way,
I think it's so clear now that the science is actually on our side, and it's an amazing time. For the first time, I think that when I look at when Vax came out and the climate of what was happening with the vaccine discussion, I think one of the big shifts is that we are now in the offensive position. We may not have as many numbers. We don't have the brainwashing that's been going on for, you know, the last 100 years on this. But now you see them trying to defend the fact that all we talk about is science. All you talk about, you bring up medical journals all the time. So do I. I never state anything. I can't find a medical journal that's not written, proven scientific facts, scientific studies all over the world showing the aluminum and just immune activation, you know, activating the immune system in pregnant mother can cause all these issues. The science is with us. And what are they stuck with? You know, they're stuck with a bumper sticker slogan, vaccines are safe and effective. They can't argue the science. They can't even get into a discussion about the science. And now articles coming out where they're complaining that somehow we've taken the science hostage. And I say, no, actually, we have set the science free.
Yes.
You and the idiots decided you thought you could brainwash America on one bumper sticker slogan. That's all that was going to work. So now we're bringing pages and files and just stacks of science. And they keep trying to sell this bumper sticker. And I'm sorry, America, you're too smart for that, and so is the rest of the world, and that's why we're winning.
God bless you, Del Bigtree. So good to have you on board. It's always a great day. Everybody, hey, catch Highwire every Thursday, and I think it's growing, isn't it?
It's growing.
It's so exciting.
It's very,
it's
very
beautiful
cool.
as we bring more visual medium to radio and getting information out that you don't hear anywhere else on planet Earth, but we want you to hear it everywhere.
That's right. Absolutely.
Right? So with that, we're going to take a break, and I'll be back on YouTube. In the meantime, this is the God's Honest Truth. The power to heal is yours. Thank you.
All right, see you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.